The things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations, like China, are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the third hour, last time in 2013 we do this on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My next guest is, well, he's very well known within the gun community. He develops and has developed technique. He trains people 310 days out of the year. He's a family man. He's a instructor. Now he's becoming a media guy. He's decided to come into my wheelhouse in a different way. Of course, he's more famous than me, which sort of gets my goat. And I know it's because of the beard. We're joined now by the CEO, chief instructor of Costa Ludus, Chris Costa. Good morning.
How you doing, Bill? I'm not trying to take anything away from you. And in fact, I think you have a bigger following than I do. So let's get real. People know you, Bill. People know you.
Let's talk about Easy Day. You've decided to get out there. I mean, it's one thing to teach people, right? But in a way, Easy Day is a multifaceted, it's a multifaceted production. It does a lot of different things, and it does it in like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's the hard part. So basically, when we kind of started coming up with this idea, the goal was to get away from the tailgate session that we typically do, and I've done them as well, where we talk about a aim point or a pair of sunglasses and we explain to the viewing public why they're the best on the planet. And that's what we've done, what a lot of people have done over a long period of time. And what I wanted to do was something to where we had a little bit of fun with it, which means that we put the product in play. This has been done in other industries before. Typically, it really hasn't been done too well in the gun industry because the gun industry is not used to spending marketing money. Nike and any other big company, whether it's vehicle companies, BMW to Chevy to Dodge, you know, when they did their scene on the farmer during the Super Bowl where the truck represents the farmer of America, that's putting a product in play. So instead of a guy sitting there telling me all the great things about a Dodge truck, they show me all the great things about a Dodge truck. And that was kind of the same fun approach that we took in regards to the videos. The challenging part is, and there's a balance here, whether people want to believe it or not, but I'm guilty of it as well. You need to be able to do this in under 4 minutes, because if it takes any longer than that, if a person clicks on a YouTube video with the way our attention span is as Americans now, and you see that it's a 15-minute video, you immediately just go to the next thing. You don't even play it. Like, most people don't even play it, because a lot of us are at work when we're surfing and doing different things that we probably shouldn't be doing because we're supposed to be working. So you're like, I can get away with 3 minutes or 4 minutes, but I can't get away with 15. 15 is going to be something I have to do at home. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I won't. And within your friend network, if you constantly see this 15-minute video coming up, well, then maybe you'll play it. Well, we don't want you to maybe you'll play it. We want you to go, oh, it's 3 minutes. Whoa, the quality looks really good. Whoa, what's going on here? And that in lies the biggest problem, which is how do we explain a story? How do we tell a story? How do we still keep you entertained? And how do we make it halfway decent? Because I also don't have a Hollywood budget, and I also don't have an extreme amount of time to show you or to give you a lot of backstory. And that's the hard part. That's why we're not great at what we're doing right now. You know, we're still learning ourselves.
I was going to ask you, how long did that take? Because that had to be a pretty decent carve out of time to get all of those elements in place and then actually put them into play and do it.
Well, Sean Nelson had come out to Wyoming with me. We sat down, we storyboarded it for a couple days. Then he left, and of course I went back to training, and then he started sending me mock-ups. And of course, there's what I want to do, and then there's and I think what I want to do is the easy part. What he has to do is look at it from how do I make this a 3.5-minute video, because what you're describing to me, Chris, is a major motion picture.
Right.
So there's what I want to do, and then there's the realism of him keeping me in check going, you're going to have to cut this. This is going to take too long. It'll take 20 seconds to explain that. We're going to lose your interest, or we need to keep the beat where there's a tempo, where it's calm, there's a little spike, and that's the art of what he, I think, interjected in there. And so we have a little bit of that legwork going on, and then, of course, what we ended up having was 1 day of filming, which we would probably never do again. We were real close to finishing everything up, and we did, but the van scene took place at night, but we were able to kind of fudge that a little bit, and then they were able to pick up a couple things that were not that important the next day. So it was one solid day from 7 in the morning till about 11 at night, and it was too much for that video. We should have, hindsight, we should have done it in two days, but we didn't, and we're trying to, it's budgets, and there was over 40 people on that set, which is crazy.
Well, I mean, like I said, in addition to the video, the finished product, you also did a making of video. Was all of that done in one day?
Yeah, now that was kind of cool because, and the reason why that's kind of a little bit easier to do is that camera floats. While we're just doing our normal thing, that camera's just floating. And then we were stopping and talking about, some of the syndicate partners, all their products and things like that along the way. Now, in later videos, if syndicate partners or anybody in the weapon industry, because this is also for the weapon industry, says, hey, we want, our product to be showcased in this format, then we're going to go ahead and do that for them. Because, and it's part of the reason that I play a character. So I play a character which allows the flexibility for us to use other products to help propel the gun community. So everybody knows that the syndicate, people within the syndicate that we're affiliated with are like my favorites. It's a lot of guns and gear that I support, that I've tested, that I've shot. It's great relationships that I have with people. But at the same time, what's going to make the gun industry stronger is if we're always moving forward, not pushing our own individual agendas, but trying to also push the gun industry as a whole. So the more we get out and mainstream as a gun industry, the better off we'll be. And that's one of the other things that we're trying to do with Costa Media Group, too. We're not just limiting this to our syndicate partners. We're limiting it to the entire gun industry. And we're saying anybody within the gun industry, if there's a way for us to work you into the next scene that we have planned, then we'll go ahead and do that, if that makes sense.
It does. We're coming up on the first break, and when we come back, I want to talk about, because what Chris is describing, you would think the gun industry just dives into that head first. And that is not always the case, because one thing that he and I both face is that, with you, Chris, when you do something, when you go out and run something, if you like it, you run it a lot, historically, if you put your name to it, they sell out in like 6 minutes, no matter what the quantity is they put to it. And at the same time, there's still people that think, well, I can always put a ad in Guns and Ammo or Military and Tactical Weapons or Recoil, and that's the only game in town. And really, the gun industry as a whole, this is really sort of a turning point. So when we get back, I want to talk about how much of a lift that was for you to get them to actually participate in that, because I'm sure they weren't like, oh, well, yeah, no problem if you want to do it. So that's coming up next. My guest is out, Chris Costa of Costa Lewis. He's taking a well-deserved break during the holidays and hanging out with Connor and his lovely wife, Kirsten, and hanging out in Wyoming, where when he goes out, takes a walk, he carries a Salient Glock 20 because of the bars. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
And operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. 9443. I do speak for a living. My guest this hour from Costa Ludus and now Costa Media Group, I guess, Chris Costa. We're talking about the Easy Day video, which is a multifaceted production that he figured out the sweet spot as far as the time and everything. When you were lining people up, and I know most of the people that you lined up were your partners and everything, but I don't think most people really understand how hard it is, in the gun industry that is so highly innovative technologically on the marketing standpoint to get them to approach a new avenue of marketing, for even for somebody like you?
Well, one of the things is none of the partners paid for that video. That was all paid for by us. Now, most of the gear I already had, with the exception of blank firing weapons, and in that case, the blank firing weapons, I had to get those custom made by Knights Armament and Salient so that they would work. That was a little bit of a hassle, so to speak, because there's some complexity there with the different types of blanks that are being used and all that stuff. Joey at War Sport sent in an upper receiver that we were using, but we didn't have to modify it for blanks because the scene didn't require that. So some people definitely knew a little bit more about what was going on, and then as far as the others, it was something that we were doing that they really weren't a huge part of. We just grabbed the gear that we already had from them, and we just threw it into the video, and we didn't charge them any money because, quite frankly, we don't really know. There's kind of a couple different hinges with this project. One is we're about to pay for it, and we don't know whether it's going to be successful or not. And, of course, everybody measures success in a different manner. Two, even if it is successful, it doesn't mean that they're going to want to devote their marketing dollars to it. So we're battling a couple different things because of the industry in which we're in, because this particular industry is used to advertising more in print than they are with, in a sense, online media, like really good online media. Because technically what we filmed was a mini movie and right. a behind the scenes. And the behind the scenes, in a sense, is really what it's all about, but the movie is an excuse to do the behind the scenes. So what we did was we didn't ask any of the syndicate partners for any money because we didn't want the project. We didn't want them to look at the project and be like, well, yeah, it failed miserably, and I'm glad we wasted all of our money to do it. If we fail, it's on us. If we succeed, it's on us. And then hopefully they'll be interested in doing more. But therein lies the question, which is, do they have the money to do more? Because these projects are not like what I used to do in regard to when you think about the Magpul DVD series that we did.
Right.
Those, when they first started out, those are a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But when we compare, when you sit down and compare 4 hours of DVD content, and then you start breaking down to what I paid for 3 minutes, you'll realize you'll quadruple the amount of cost of what those DVDs are, because the amount of people that you have to have on set for safety, along with just the amount of people working cameras, and of course the sophistication of these cameras, because this was all done in the highest quality that we could achieve. So when you look at that 3 minutes and you look at the price tag, we would have completely ran over the cost of what we did on a DVD series. So there's a lot of money associated to this, which is why I say, again, it's a big risk. Even if it's successful, it doesn't mean people are going to have the marketing dollars to want to fund it.
Well, I mean, the genius of the Easy Day, for me, compared to the Magpul Dynamic series, is that with the Magpul Dynamic series, for somebody like me that was trained by the military, and I watch you moving around and bracing yourself against the tire and shooting under the weapon or under the vehicle with your weapon at a 90-degree angle, I can appreciate the complexity of that technique and how difficult it is to really do that well. And when you do it fast, you know, I can say, well, okay, that guy's obviously drilled doing that. And that's lost on a lot of people that don't have that kind of background. So without that technical background or that hands-on doing it, that Magpul Dynamics series is sort of lost on people. Now, the Easy Day, on the other hand, because it's so fast, and it's filmed like a action sequence out of any motion picture I've ever seen. It with all the cut scenes and all the different angles and everything, that's entertaining, and that will catch the attention of people that aren't in the gun industry and maybe start to bring them into the gun industry when they sit back and look at the how-to video of why I use this gun and why I use this rifle and why I use this plate carrier and all this other stuff. I just thought that was just a stroke.
No, you're absolutely right, and a lot of people haven't. I don't think they've approached it as deep as you just kind of approached it, which is this is also to get people that are not in our industry into our industry. And then what you just said, which is bringing brand awareness to those people that would go out and buy a cheaper firearm. You know, they're going to go out and buy a brand that we see break all the time on the local gun range, vice a brand of optic or a belt or a holster or glasses or a weapon that we would definitely endorse because we've seen it perform over and over and over again. So you're right. We know that there are people that are really into this community. In fact, whenever the latest and greatest stuff comes out, they're the type of people that are totally on it. They're usually the type of people that have called me and asked me if I've seen it and played with it. And in some cases, I haven't even seen it, and I definitely haven't even played with it. So there are people that are that in tune to this industry. And then there are people that go into a gun shop, and whatever that gun shop has, that's what they buy. Whatever that particular gun dealer tells them as far as optic or weapon or rail, that's what they walk out of there and buy. And unfortunately, that may not be the best quality depending upon what they want to do with it. If it's going to sit in a safe, maybe, but if it's going to end up being used extremely aggressively in adverse conditions, then they might not have got their money's worth. So you're right. We're hoping to hit that person to give them a little bit more brand awareness.
When we're coming up on the next break, when we come back, I want to talk about the stuff that you used in that video and how it actually behooves the people that might be looking at that kind of stuff and maybe seeing it employed for the first time, how they can avoid that trap of going to the gun shop as a new guy and being more aware, you know, worrying about the initial bottom line when the long-term bottom line might really break their bank. So that's coming up next. How can they find Chris Costa and what Chris Costa does?
They can find us on Facebook under Chris Costa, and they can also find us at www.costalutis.com.
You've got a new line of classes coming out for the people that are willing to come to Wyoming. We need to talk about that before the last show of 2013 ends. I want to take this
you
minute.
You mean God's country? Yes.
God's country. That's it. God's country.
We do have courses in Wyoming.
Those are going to be really intense, almost not quite one-on-one, but I mean it's going to be like the gold standard of anybody that might come to you, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely going to be a lot more of a premium course in regards to more hands-on.
Right.
And a little bit more time behind the scenes, behind the Iron Curtain, which is kind of nice. And then, of course, for most people that come out here, as soon as you're done training and having a good time, they just mail their stuff back, and then they go up to the Yellowstone Grand Teton Jackson Hole and have a great time with themselves or their family. So,
I just like the way you describe it. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax. When my church runs me out of town.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour is Chris Costa. Costa Lewis. He just got done doing Easy Day, which you can find on YouTube at Costa Lewis, and very shortly on my website as soon as we fix the hack. If you go to my website right now, Chris, in addition to finding out what I'm doing, you can also buy generic Viagra and some Ambien.
Those two, a lethal combination.
Let's talk about the setups that you show in Easy Day. The stuff that you use, while for the first time buyer, it might provide a little bit of sticker shock, but it's really a matter of quality and longevity and taking a beating if you really train and use the weapon versus getting something that'll work as long as you treat it real nice, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in this industry, you definitely get what you pay for. And then, of course, what you also want to look for is longevity within the community. So what is amazing in some cases are there the companies that are definitely coming out of the woodwork, and they're charging as much as a company that's been around that has a really well-deserved reputation over a period of time. So when you start looking at companies that have been around for at least a couple years, there's some innovative companies that have really shot out and done extremely well, and they should be charging a higher premium. And then there's other companies that are charging the amount of money for something that you just can't justify because it doesn't even compare to what's out already out on the market. So you definitely have to be very choosy with what you're doing. And the great thing right now for the consumer base, especially when it comes to the Black Rifle, is they can afford to be choosy because there's that many out there.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the guns you use is Knight's Armament. And Knight's Armament is a got a long, long reputation. You run one of their guns on a daily basis, right? When you're training, do you run one of their guns?
That's correct. So in my classes, I run a Knight's Armament gun. There are other companies that make really good guns as well. If you want, I can list those out as well. But right now, currently, I drive a Knight's Armament. And, you know, as far as handguns go, currently I run a Nighthawk and Salient weapons. So they just seem to be the kind of weapons that over a period of time with, you know, shooting as many rounds as I shoot on a regular basis. And then it's not just, you know, it's not just rounds that I shoot, but usually if a student's gun breaks, I just loan my gun out.
Yeah,
and at
I was going
to
say,
I get it back.
I make the position all the time that guns are inanimate and don't have any attitude or moral compass. But a gun that belongs to Chris Costa, if it did have an attitude, it would be one of dread, because you drive them, you maintain them well, but you drive them with no mercy whatsoever. And if somebody there comes there and they come on a budget and they, you know, they bought the cheapest thing they could afford to buy, and it breaks, you just hand off one of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're there to learn. So that's why it really upsets me when somebody's talked them into purchasing a firearm that is never going to make it through a three-day class and 2,000 rounds, which isn't a lot. The military packages that we went through, we would fire, you know, on average 1,000 rounds a day. So when you start looking at the fact that a gun can't make it 2,000 rounds in 3 days, something's wrong there. The weapon should be able to do that. And in the event a student's gun breaks, they've spent a lot of money in airfare and travel and ammo and everything. So the last thing you want to do is be like, okay, well, I hope you get it worked out. So I just end up loaning them my gun. And then usually they see the difference, because I'm not going to hide it. You know, we all know that there are certain guns that are built for certain individuals within the competitive arena.
Right.
And those guns are not the same guns that cross the counter in the weapon community. But I know that if Nighthawk builds a gun for me, I can grab that gun on the range, and if not, it doesn't have a higher weight trigger in it. It doesn't have an off-market or a different brand of safety or hammer. It is literally like I just grabbed my own gun out of my car. Same thing with my Salient. If I grab one of my Signature Series guns, I know exactly how it's going to shoot, how it's going to feel, because they made it just like mine. That was my only grievance when years ago you would see a competitor put his name on a particular product, which you were excited about, and then you're like, there is no way this guy is running a 6-pound trigger in his matches. There's like no way. And then you start looking at his gun in closer photos, and there are little anomalies that are done to his gun that are not done to your gun. Well, it's not the same gun. You can't call that a signature gun. You can say he runs that particular firearm, but that has nothing to do with what you're buying at the store. So it's also very important that whether it's a signature gun or not, in some form of fashion, the customer is getting a good gun that's going to last them. So when they show up to learn, that's all they have to worry about is learning, not a gear issue.
In the Easy Day video, when you are running through the warehouse, all of that stuff that you're employing and bringing to bear, the holster, the shoes, the shades, the plate carrier, the handgun, the long gun, that's all stuff that I can see you wearing on the range, isn't it?
That's correct. A lot of people, it's funny, I don't understand people's perception sometimes. It's that video is us trying to captivate, tell a story within a 3-minute time period, which is extremely hard to do. Give you enough information so you sort of know what's going on, but of course you don't know everything that's going on because we only have 3 minutes in which to do it. Second of all, it's an advertisement. It's an advertisement commercial is really what it comes down to. The character does things, and we try to keep it realistic where he makes some mistakes. You know, people have said, well, he runs into a warehouse by himself. Okay. so maybe you wanted to chase them, or maybe you would have. What would that have changed if that was a school full of kids? If that suspect was armed and ran into a school, would you go in or would you wait for backup? I mean, yes. Your call, but it's up to you. Now, it's a warehouse. How do you know it's empty? I don't know it's empty. I don't know if there's people working in there. I just know that there's a guy running in there with a firearm. So I think people read a little bit too much into it and take the fun out of it, which is what that whole video was. I mean, you can look at that thing all day long from different types of views and not be wrong. But the point being is that I think they get to a point to where it's almost losing the just fun and enjoyment factor that has taken place, you know, on that video. And as I've told people before, when you watch Transformers, don't think for 1 minute that's not a marketing movie. I mean, when you look at Ford is in that movie, you look at Chevy, GMC, they're in that movie. They're marketing their vehicles in that movie. When the Mountain Dew machine comes alive because a chip hits the corner of it and turns into a robot, that's marketing. That wasn't a Coke machine that came alive. That was a Mountain Dew machine that came alive. And then when it touched the Cadillac Escalade and the Cadillac symbol came out and hit the girl's face, boom. Again, that is marketing. That marketing paid for that movie. So really, we're not doing anything that's completely absurd or out of line. What we're doing is something that people are not used to seeing typically done in the weapon industry. You know what I mean?
And it's, I think a lot of the stuff that was lost on that is that the weapon industry, I saw some of the comments that were put out about the video and some of the things that they were fixated on. And you, I don't think they understand that you were partially trying to reach out to the uninitiated. I mean, people, when you're sprinting, first of all, you know, I'm so envious of your knees. But when you were sprinting through the warehouse in the kit with the weapon up and everything else, that was, and you're running, I know they had a pathway cut for you, but you had to be dead center. You were going as fast as you could. That shows how fast you can move if you have to. And that shows the stuff in practice and in play, in real play, even though it's in an imagined scenario, and that seems to be lost on some of these guys. It's like watching a Rambo movie with a bunch of Army guys that are still in, you know, it just kills the movie. Just kills it. Last time we got the last break coming up. Is this going to be the only one of these short-form videos you're going to make, or are you going to make more?
No, we're going to try to make more, and we're going to try to continue, in a sense, this series as we already have them storyboarded out. The other approach might be a company that comes to us and says, hey, we like what you're doing, but we don't really want to be a part of the series. So then we will have to kind of freelance and do something else and create maybe another mini movie specifically for them, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. Hang on one last time, sir, if you will. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Chris Costa, Costa Lutis. Last time this year, I hand it back for the final segment. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil.
How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Last time this year, I get to say this. Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, from Costa Ludus, Chris Costa, was talking about the Easy Day video and what he was attempting to do in it. I like the format. I gotta say that. I like the format. The only thing that I noticed about the video that made me go, wow, was I didn't know minivans could do those kinds of turns. And even that was nicely demonstrated. But, I mean, the format is one that is both capturing and at the same time illustrating. Was that an accident? Is that Sean's idea? Was that your idea?
Well, remember, I mean, I have a concept and somebody has to pull that concept off.
Right.
So there are a lot of people that are behind the scenes, Sean Nelson, you know, Isaac Marciana, and probably 40 other people when it's all said and done that took that video content and then morphed it into what it was. You know, it's funny, you bring up the minivan. People were like, what's with the minivan? And I'm thinking, obviously, I guess you wanted to follow people around in what, a Crown Vic? You know, I'm like, you've never seen narcotics officers show up in a minivan? It blends in with everything. You know what
right.
I mean? It's just kind of comical when you're like, why are they in a minivan? I don't get it. You know, is he trying to sell minivans now? No, it actually is kind of like the right piece for what we were going to be doing. And, you know, we were running out of daylight. So the female, she was a stunt driver. So she spun the car around, and it was kind of funny because I told her, I was like, hey, you know, not to get in your business, but remember, we're real close to that curb. So you may want to, like, take that tail end and swing it out just a second before you swing the nose of that van around. The other drawback is that all these new cars have all these devices in them so that when you basically spin that car to that degree, it gears down to the point where you can't accelerate because it thinks the car's been in a high-speed turn or it's gotten into a wreck or something of that nature. And some of them don't allow you to pull the fuses because if you start pulling fuses, the car won't work at all. So you can't go in there on every vehicle and manually pull the fuse out for, like, Stabilitrack and traction control to allow the car to still do a 180 and then still come out of that 180 at top speed. So we were definitely fighting that, which is, you know, the way the van was made. And, of course, this is a rental with the insurance taken out on it. So it's not like this was a specific stunt van that was built in a certain manner to where we wouldn't have to worry about that problem. You know, this, like I said, this is as low budget as we possibly could get. And the crazy part was we're out there and we're doing this, you know, in between real traffic, you know. So we're kind of timing everything in a certain manner to keep everything, you know, very real or give a real feel to it. So it was just kind of funny when it was all said and done. But she spun the van around. The hubcap flies off, which was actually made the video look good. So at the end of the day, luckily we didn't blow the tire because if we did, we wouldn't have been able to finish the scene. So at the end, it all looks like it was meant to be with the hubcap flying off and, you know, us pulling in and all that stuff. So it all worked out. You know what I mean?
I do. I was going to ask you if the hubcap coming off was actually scripted. Some of the things that... that struck me about this when people were looking at this, there's people that are thinking were making some sort of veiled statement about employing an AK against an AR. Did you see that?
I don't even know why you would make that assumption. I mean, even for my AK guys out there that are diehard AK guys, it's a movie. It was a 12-gauge shotgun.
Yeah.
And the funny part was is that if you watch the behind the scenes, you'll realize I didn't run through the same curtain. And I think some of the feedback was, well, the guys would have slaughtered him as soon as he came through that tarp. But I came through the middle tarp, not the same tarp that the bad guy went through. And then they were like, oh, does he think a bunch of cardboard boxes and wood and everything else is going to prevent? Dude, it was the only thing in the room. That was a real warehouse. I just was like, screw it. Let's use it as it is. You know, I mean, eventually I'm sure my character is going to get shot at some point, but at least for that scene, especially when you see the behind the scenes, you can see the AK as he's moving it around.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of, you know, the whole premise is that they were holding on one door. So when you come through the other door and you're like, oh crap, you know, and then you start on the gun and immediately start moving, yeah, everything is a little going into the movies at that point. You know, the guy with the 12-gauge was aimed at the other door when he fires back. Oh, so therefore, luckily, the character didn't get hit with a 12-gauge. But there's no competition. There's no, you know, a 1911 better than a Glock or a Glock better than a 1911 or a AK is better than an AR. It is what it is. You know, we'll be using other guns in other scenes, but it doesn't take away in real life. And I think that's the dividing line people need to look at, is that That's why this is not me playing Chris Costa as Chris Costa.
Right.
Now, I certainly did not pick the name of my character, because if I did, I wouldn't have chosen that name and I was overridden. However, this is me playing a character. So I think people have to have a dividing line between, well, does that mean Chris is going to give up all his ARs and start carrying around an AK? No. But just, you know what I mean? There's the
yeah.
weapon side and then the media side, and there's two kind of lines between that.
Well, what I took away from it, like in that part where you're engaging the AK guy, you're not shooting in one static position. You shoot, I count at least three, just in that one engagement with him. And
yes.
you're 90 degrees to the floor, you're upright, you're down low, and then you're moving on. And then you're making the transition while running, drawing your weapon while running, and firing at the final bad guy while running, which you perforate him many times numerously, which you were supposed to question him.
I know. Well, see, therein lies the funny thing. Like, some people are so serious, they're like, yeah, great job killing the only suspect and not questioning him. I'm like, huh, okay, you realize this is an advertising commercial? Like, the irony was that I actually didn't question him. That's why we spent time in the beginning saying, hey, look, this guy really wants to get questioned by the Fed. So another kind of funny there, which is, who wants them? The Feds want them. So, of course, you know how you have a lot of problems sometimes between police and Feds and sheriffs
right.
and Feds. So we kind of make it a little funny, which is, one, the guy dies at the very end, so we never had a chance to question him. Two,
right.
the people that really want him were the Feds, in which case, most cops would tell them to eat a you-know-what. So there was a little underlying humor there in the fact that the suspect is dead. Plus, okay, we're trying to make it like an action sequence, so we're trying to press it a little bit. And then, of course, the subject fires at the character. I run out of ammo in my rifle and have to transition. I mean, there were guys counting, like, bullets. And the funny thing was, there were guys who were like, he fired over 30 rounds and never did a reload. The irony is, the magazine that I used for that full scene was 25 rounds.
Yeah.
It was 25 rounds to trigger the transition, which is what I wanted to do, at the very end. So when we shot, there was me coming through the tarp firing. There was me taking what little cover I had, or let me rephrase that, concealment.
We're actually about to run out of time. As these go, I talked to some people yesterday, and I know what you've got, some collaborations you've got coming up in 2014, so we definitely need to do that again. The only thing you were missing was the bald-headed, crotchety police commissioner who comes and gives you the third degree.
You would play that very well. You would actually play that very well, Mr. Brady.
I want to thank you for joining me, sir, all that you've
thank
done
you,
with
though.
Me this year, and we will do it some more next year. You stay safe. My regards to the family.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks
folks,
to all the listeners. Bye.
Tomorrow, rerun time. But come 2nd of January, we kick off 2014 the right way. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control. For 2013, this has been Lock and Load.